Getting people around the table, local representatives, senior officials from all the agencies to look at what went right and what went wrong and obviously where we can learn the lessons, and then crucially to identify what investment is going to be needed over the months and years ahead to make sure we don't end up in this position again. It's difficult because it's a balance between still managing the crisis and move into recovery phase. And everywhere I've been in the last month, people have been, you know, battling the floodwaters, but they've also been saying to me, you know, we really need to do X or we really need to do Y to make sure that we don't end up here again. And really what I'm doing is going around in the communities, using my good offices, I suppose, to take senior people there from the council, from the Environment Agency, from Southern Water, to cut through in detail and see exactly what went well and what not so much. Yeah, I said in the House of Commons last week that the big society spirit, if you want, in Winchester over the last month has been absolutely brilliant. People have really risen to the challenge, and I think, you know, they and the agencies working together have played a bad hand as well as they possibly could, because things could have been much, much worse in Winchester. And I think people, it was a delicate balance between managing the sluices in the centre of Winchester, for instance, or restricting the River Itchen further upstream, or just sandbagging and just making good use of the help from people or from the armed forces, who have been absolutely fantastic, to make sure that things weren't even worse. Well, I think there are major investments that are going to be needed in some areas. You know, there were certainly serious deficiencies found in some of the drainage systems. There were problems in some parts of my constituency, like Hursley, where sewage did rise to the surface. And, you know, we need to be talking to Southern Water. We need to be talking to Hampshire County Council about exactly what needs doing. And then, obviously, we as the local representatives, and crucially me as the Member of Parliament, need to take that away and fight our corner to see that we get the investment so we don't end up back here next winter. Yeah, I am very optimistic, actually. You know, government has put unprecedented levels into the current spending review for flood defence spending. And, you know, it is up to MPs like myself to fight the corner of our constituencies. And we'll all be doing that. But, you know, we'll see who fights hardest. And we will decide on a needs basis where we can make the most impact using taxpayers' money to avert some of the situation we've had before. But I think it's important to say that there's an awful lot that we can do. And there are some things that we can't with the level of rainwater that we've had. And sometimes the problems of groundwater, they just are what they are. And the best thing that you could do is try and mitigate their effects as best you can.